at 6:02, Andy and Mal, good morning. We're going to have a nice, windy, cold day again today. It'll be great. Yay. Hey, there is some light in this dark tunnel here.
There is?
Yes.
What is that?
There are no more mosquitoes.
There hasn't been many mosquitoes all summer.
No, I know, but there was recently with the West Nile and whatnot. Tell you what, I got eaten alive a couple of times.
Okay.
Reffing football games or playing softball.
I hardly saw any. Month.
You don't go outside.
I do sometimes.
To get in your van. No, there will not be a single bug left after tonight. Because it's supposed to get down to like 24.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know what the low was last night. Maybe it was that cold too. I don't know.
It was chilly.
It was not warm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure glad I parked in the garage today. Or yesterday.
I had my automatic starter, so it was good to go.
Yeah. But we now officially have no vehicle with remote start.
Oh.
After both having one, well, Crystal had one forever, mm-hmm. and I had one for the last 4 years. Now we do not have a vehicle that has remote start because we've traded in or sold both cars that had it.
That sucks.
Does.
You might want to think about getting some.
Tis the season for remote starts.
Mm-hmm.
La 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 la.
So close to Christmas.
Yeah. And if you've never had one before, it is the best. Depending on how much you end up spending, I mean, you can spend a lot on them, or you can spend. I think about the, I don't know, cheap on the low end,
130, maybe.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I think
on the low end,
most of them are like 200 max.
I think
it's a great Christmas present
for a good one that you know is going to be decent and solid. I kind of want to spend about $200 on it. That's what I spent on my last one.
I think that's about what you should spend on it.
Yeah, it's great. Plus, if you want two remotes, some of them only come with one.
Yeah.
It's so worth it for that second remote.
It's just nice to have the remote starts in general.
And have it nice and toasty warm in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets super cold and there's a blizzard and there's a foot of snow on your car, you have to go back and restart it again so the snow will keep melting because you're not going to go out and scrape.
Duh.
But they'll only stay on, I think they fluctuate. Usually it's like 20 minutes, I think. They'll stay running.
Mine, I think I timed it out. It's around 10 to 15. Like I haven't stopwatched it or anything, but I know it's 10 to 15 minutes.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah. And then it turns off.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to even think about talking about cold weather, even though during the summer when it was so freaking hot.
Oh my gosh.
I still it felt like we would never have winter again.
Didn't it?
It kind of did.
I hear exactly what you're saying. I completely agree. That's...
I was like, well, it didn't snow last winter, and now it's like Texas every day, so mm-hmm. I don't think we're ever going to see snow again.
Well, obviously, North Dakota got some.
Well, yeah.
And Rapid City got some.
Yeah, yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
But North Dakota's way north, and they got mountains there, so it's kind of like they're north.
Okay.
So, Wednesday... We have something very cool that we are going to do just as kind of a big thank you
mm-hmm.
to our listeners. Mel and I are going to be doing our show at the Juice Stop.
Yum.
At 57th and Louise, just pretty much right across the street for us.
Which is awesome.
That's not the thank you.
No.
The thank you is that...
Because that's really not a thank you at
all. No, it's not. I mean, if we were just sitting there, they'd probably be annoyed.
Yeah.
But here's what we're going to do. We are going to buy a 12-ounce smoothie for everybody who stops in.
Between
6:30 and 10 on Wednesday.
So free smoothies.
This is only at the Juice Stop, 57th and Louise.
Yes.
That's where we're going to be on Wednesday. We'll be doing our show live from the Juice Stop. Free 12-ounce smoothie for anybody who shows up. And if you want the large one, it's only $1.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
that is so awesome. What a great breakfast.
It is. I love me some Juice Stop.
That'll be great. I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's
I'm
Wednesday.
Try every different flavor.
At once?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't think that would be very good. Maybe.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Have you ever done the wheatgrass shot?
Mm-mm.
It's interesting. It's healthy. It's very healthy.
What's it taste like?
Like
grass?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, the smell of fresh cut grass?
Yeah, I don't like that smell sometimes. Yeah,
that in your mouth and a lot stronger.
So it's like mowing the lawn and all of the...
It's real good for you.
In your mouth.
It's real good for you.
I'll think about that one.
I usually skip the wheatgrass shot, though, and I'll just get like some protein in my smoothie.
Okay.
When I get done at the gym.
I'm right with protein.
Because now it's really get done at the gym, and then there's Juice Stop right there.
Very refreshing after the gym.
Oh, it's great, but now it's become my...
obsession?
My new... it's like, oh, I still want a smoothie after a workout. Anyway, so did you hear about Facebook yesterday?
They have one billion
user mark they hit.
Mm-hmm. Active users, they say.
It actually happened on September 14th, but Mark Zuckerberg held off on announcing it until yesterday.
Hmm.
They hit, or until today, sorry. They hit 500 million users in July of 2010, so it took them a little over 2 years to double that. Google is the only other internet company that's hit the 1 billion user mark.
Wow.
That is like 1/6 of the world.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and there's probably 1/6 of the world that doesn't have electricity or computers.
Yeah.
So that is quite, quite amazing. Saw this on PRNewsWire.com. Everyone who's ever given out Halloween candy can't stand the high school kids who slap together some mediocre costumes. And then they're like, hey, where's the fun size Snickers? Where's your fun size Snickers? All I see is Tootsie Rolls. So what age do you tell your kid, knock it off, stop?
I would say probably 12 is kind of the cutoff, I think. I mean, I think
12 is the last year.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's
like
what I'm saying.
Or like sixth grade.
That's what I'm saying. 12 would be the cutoff. Yeah. Yeah. So like after 12, 13, you're too old for it unless you're going to a costume party.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to like the schools having a costume party, that's a whole different story. You can dress up, but not trick-or-treating.
In the survey, the most popular answer for the age when kids should stop trick-or-treating is 13. So just like you said, yep. 12 is the last year you should do it. Most popular age when you should start taking your kids is 3.
Oh, I've been taking them since they're little babies.
So you can get candy?
I really wouldn't care about the candy. I would just dress them
well,
up.
Well, it's one thing when you know, Quincy was like 3 or 4. What's their age difference? 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
Okay. So Quincy's 3, and then you're dragging Thea along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I dressed up Quincy every year. We didn't care about getting candy when she was a baby.
But yeah, But
we dressed her up.
Where did you go?
Brought her all to the grandma's.
Oh, okay.
We didn't go knocking on doors.
Okay, that's what I thought you meant.
And honestly, we don't even do that. We don't even knock on doors. They get enough candy from all the grandmas and grandpas and great grandmas and grandpas that we don't need to go knocking on doors.
We just walk around.
We haven't even done it.
We walk around our block, and Jackie will have a bucket full.
Yeah. We just haven't even, we've never gone knocking
on doors. And actually,
it's
the backside of our block, because my side of the block, all the lights are dark. Nobody's handing out candy. There's like 2 or 3 houses, and ours is one of them that's actually handing out candy. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think, if you dress them up and just kind of run around to see family and stuff, yeah, that I don't have a problem with that. But
that's how we've always done it.
But like going door to door for candy when you have a baby, like if we only had Rockley at 10 months old.
No, that would be.
That makes you look like a total skis bag.
Because you want the candy.
Yeah.
No, I would never do that. I would always dress them up and bring them to see the grandparents.
Okay.
That's fun.
Gotcha.
I would eat a Snickers at grandma's house, but.
We will crack the vault coming up here. And yes, only 2 numbers again this week because we forgot yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks in a row.
It's not that we didn't have a number because we
did. No, it wasn't Nate's fault.
Yeah.
He got us our number. And there's something else. Oh, yeah. We're giving away Heartland Country Corn Maze passes.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, that is all coming up. News is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 621, up to 50 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Pinterest makes me feel like I have genuine interest instead of just an internet addiction and no social life.
every election, voters in both political parties are threatening to leave the country if their candidate doesn't win. You know, who is the one?
Going to Canada?
Yeah. Who was it? Alec Baldwin was always saying, so-and-so doesn't win, I'm going to move to Canada or whatever. JetBlue is giving people a chance to do that. They're giving away 1,006 free plane tickets out of the country to people whose candidates lose. All you got to do is register at JetBlue's website and tell them who you plan to vote for. So far, 53% of people have entered and plan to vote for Barack Obama, 47% for Mitt Romney. So,
see, what I would do is I would put in there the opposite.
I would vote for the one who is going to lose, and then I would just take a vacation.
That's
really what it is.
Because I would get a free ticket that way.
Yeah. And go to...
And the person I want would win.
And I'd get to go to Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Not that there's anything wrong with Canada.
Canada's lovely, I hear.
I hear it is, too.
I'd use my passport to go there.
Today is October 5th, and it is the greatest day I've ever known. But it is not, because Jesse Palmer is 34 today. He was the Bachelor one time.
Oh.
Not that Bachelor.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal.
Leave him alone.
Guy Pearce is 45. Daniel Baldwin, speaking of Baldwins, he's the burliest of the Baldwin brothers. Clive Barker is 60 today, horror author. Karen Allen is 61. She was in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Brian Johnson is 65 today. Really? He sings your favorite song ever.
What?
You shook me all night long.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve Miller is 69. He's in the Steve Miller Band.
I knew that.
Bernie Mac would have been 65 today. And Larry of the Three Stooges, Larry Fine, would have been 110 if he was alive today. He died in 1975. Also in 1975, on this day, the saddest song in the history of pop music, Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle, was released. And the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon. Remember that Ugly Kid Joe remake of that?
Yeah.
It was actually really good.
I liked it.
Let's see here. 1988, Democratic vice presidential candidate Lloyd Benson tore Dan Quayle a new one during the debates when he told him, quote, "I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy."
Ouch.
1991, two albums by Guns N' Roses debuted in the top two positions on the Billboard album chart. Use Your Illusion 2 was number one, and Use Your Illusion 1 was number two.
Weird.
Yeah, well, both of them had Don't Cry on it. That was the big single that was out at the time. You Could Be Mine came out that summer before the albums came out, and then that was on Use Your Illusion 2. Mm-hmm. So everybody knew two songs on two.
Yeah.
That's why they all bought two first. And 2004, Rodney Dangerfield died of a chronic case of no respect.
Not what he died of.
He died of old age. He was 82. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the 37th birthday of an acting legend, an icon, whose boobs were drawn by James Cameron.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about now?
Kate Winslet.
Come back! Jack, come back. You know, there would have been room for both of you on that big wooden thing.
There's proof of it.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the internet. Mm-hmm. They could have both been saved.
Yeah.
Jack didn't have to die.
No.
He did for the sake of the movie to be any good.
Right.
I mean, if Jack lives, that's lame.
I don't think it would have been lame.
In movies, sometimes somebody has to die.
I think it would have been okay.
And the dog in a dog movie has to die.
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
There can be a new dog.
What about Beethoven? They got like five Beethovens.
Yeah, I know. I said to make them any good, the dog has to die.
Oh, you got me there.
Yeah. I mean, Old Yeller, Marley and Me, you know. If they're going to be a good movie, the dog has to die. Anyway. Wow, that got sad all of a sudden.
Dead.
Kate Winslet is 37 today. And that is why today, October 5th, is... dirt.
I got the latest Chris Brown Rihanna drama coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:39 up to 50 today. A little windy. This Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey thing. I was following it kind of closely yesterday just because it was a terribly interesting story.
It is interesting.
And I was wondering this. You know, ratings for Idol have been going down in the last few years.
Yeah, but
is it a publicity stunt, this whole thing?
I don't think so.
Rift between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. And the reason why I don't think so is because I don't think that shooting somebody, like, for the publicist or whatever, to be okay with Nicki Minaj, like, threatening to shoot somebody.
Allegedly.
I mean, seriously, like, what publicist in their right mind would think that that's okay to do? And Nicki Minaj is already not that liked. I mean, I personally like her music, her personality, not so much.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that she
maybe
would want to be hated
in
that
on
much.
It. Maybe there's producers stoking the fire in some way, shape, or form.
But for
I don't
her
know.
To have... allegedly say she's going to shoot her?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we're talking murder here.
Yeah, I know. It's just a theory.
I don't think
it
so.
It could be a publicity stunt.
I don't think it is.
It's plausible. You have to admit it's plausible.
It's plausible.
Okay.
But I doubt it very much. I doubt American Idol would go to that level.
Scott Stapp, he's the singer for Creed. This is a song with words. Anyway, he has a new memoir out. And in it, he says he once almost killed himself by jumping off the balcony of a hotel in Miami. But none other than T.I. was there. He saw him lying on the ledge and, quote, took care of the situation and saved my life. And he had actually known T.I. for a couple of years for a little while before this happened. They were both Alabama football fans.
Oh.
And he looked up and saw the... saw a guy wearing an Alabama hat and, you know, he'd fallen and was bleeding. And Scott Stapp says, roll tide. And then that's when he came down and didn't get into a lot of detail or anything. Just that was it.
He really did say roll tide?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, Alabama, the Crimson Tide.
I know that.
Okay. I didn't know you asked questions about sports. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. No, I remember I lived in Georgia for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So you've heard Roll Tide before.
Trust me, I heard it lots of times.
Yeah.
Even when I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, in the South, they don't go to church on Sunday. They go to church on Saturday.
It's true.
It's called college football.
It is true. And every house out in front shows their colors. It's like a gang. It's either Georgia or Alabama.
Yeah.
Even if you live in Georgia, it could still be Alabama.
Yeah. Well, people move.
No, I know. It's crazy.
In case you... aren't able to appreciate how miserable it is to fly these days, flight attendants are complaining about a new trick people are using at airport security. More passengers are pretending to be disabled so they can take a wheelchair to the front of the security line.
No. No.
Now, this is the security line, not the line to get on the plane.
Okay.
Just the security line.
Now, we've seen some crappy security.
I still don't condone it, but I understand.
Where were we going that we had to go through that really long line? Was it Orlando on the way back, or was it like when we were going somewhere? Didn't we have to go through a really long line somewhere?
Well, no, it had to have been Orlando.
Oh, I thought there was a different one. Maybe I was going somewhere else. I thought it was with you.
No,
for some
it
reason.
Wasn't. We didn't hit a long security line.
Because Orlando wasn't
too bad. Because we got on in Sioux Falls here.
Yeah.
And once you, and in Chicago, we didn't have to go through security because we were already behind security.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, no, because the Orlando line wasn't that long.
Maybe it was somewhere
we
else.
We just got slowed down when they took away your cup.
They took away my cups!
Anyway, wheelchair requests seem to go up whenever the lines at security are, airport security lines are long. And some crowded flights have a dozen passengers in wheelchairs waiting to board.
That is a bunch of crap.
Flight attendants even call some flights, quote, miracle flights, because so many passengers need wheelchairs at departure when they're impatient with security and hurrying to get on a plane. But somehow they've cured themselves midair and suddenly walk off the plane under their own power when they land.
Amazing. amazing.
It's a miracle.
I did have to take a wheelchair one time through up to security and a checkout and stuff.
When we flew to Denver last summer, a year ago, the last summer, mm-hmm. we did. Crystal was like 7 months pregnant. And I had just had back surgery like 3 weeks before, two weeks before. We didn't take wheelchair. She might have taken a wheelchair. No, she didn't. But we did ride the cart.
Yeah.
We rode the golf cart or whatever.
That's understandable.
Because I couldn't. I had a lift restriction. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to carry things. And even pulling the big, huge suitcase was
a bit
pushing
much.
It. So, but we had a legitimate reason to ride the cart. We still didn't skip through security or anything.
No, I still had to go through security, but the little buses in Atlanta, I was in Atlanta flying here to play my wedding, and I was trying to get off the bus and I tripped and I fell straight on my toe and fractured it, and the toenail was all gross and nasty. So they made me ride in a wheelchair through everything. I almost missed my flight.
Now, I'm not condoning doing this wheelchair trick, but all I'm wondering is, would you consider it?
Like, are we saying
would
we're
going
to miss our plane?
And let's say you're getting on in Chicago.
Okay.
And you have to go through security.
And you're going to miss your plane if you don't.
There's a chance you could. Would you be willing to do the wheelchair trick to get through security?
That's a tough one.
Would you consider it? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:54, up to 50 today. A whopping 50. According to a survey, men are starting to rival women in how much money they spend on their appearance for the wedding. Average guy, groom, spends $482 making sure they look good.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds a little steep to me.
Okay, so you get a new haircut. I get a haircut.
Yeah, 49% get an expensive haircut, which sometimes isn't necessarily a good haircut. It's just an expensive one. Usually you get a good one, though.
Yeah, and
37% will get a professional shave.
Okay.
You know, straight razor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I got a professional shave. I had a shave done for me.
Yeah,
but
that would scare me.
23% have had their teeth whitened.
Okay.
16% fake tanned.
Okay.
11% got waxed.
What? Their backs?
8% spend money on dance lessons.
Oh.
That's not really a grooming thing, but it still makes you look good when you know what you're doing dancing.
Sure does.
6% get plastic surgery. 6%
what?
Get their eyebrows done.
Oh, that's a good idea.
5% get a manicure or pedicure.
Okay.
And 4% dye their hair.
Okay.
The
color.
Let
their
me
hair,
count. I had 5 of these before my wedding. Believe it or not.
You waxed your eyebrows?
I didn't intend to, but the gal who cut my hair said, "Oh no, we need to do this."
You should think about having that done again.
Yeah. Shut up. No, all she did was like the middle unibrow part.
Yeah.
She didn't like shape them or anything.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Or give me, pencil lines for eyebrows.
You should try it again. It's right in the middle.
Why? I just shave it.
When was the last time you shaved it?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's growing together a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But my reflection in the window, I can't see it, so it's not that bad.
Okay.
In a dimly lit reflection from across the room. You can't see my unibrow.
Yeah.
No, but
it's just fine.
Which ones do you think I did have done?
So I got the eyebrows, haircut.
Yeah. I already said the shave.
Shave.
So there's 3 of them.
Tanning?
No.
Teeth whitening?
No.
Hmm. Pedicure and manicure?
No.
I forget the rest. What were the other ones?
Got waxed. Kay. My back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
The whole back?
Well, before I was married.
Did you put a smiley face?
No.
Oh.
We're going to Hawaii on our honeymoon. Come on.
It's true.
I was in shorts most of the time.
That's true.
The other one was dance lessons.
You did?
Crystal and I took dance lessons before our wedding.
So what dance did you learn?
I don't remember what it was called.
Okay. Was it the waltz or something?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Waltz is pretty easy.
And,
waltz, two, three, waltz, two,
I
want to,
it wasn't
two,
salsa,
three.
It was,
cha-cha?
Tango.
Tango's kind of hard.
It was basic.
Oh, okay.
The basic steps of the tango.
Oh.
Was one of them. I mean, we just learned it one time. And I always hated it when they made me dance with somebody else.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm going to be dancing with my wife. I don't want to dance with some
It's good to learn with somebody else, stranger. Though.
No, because sometimes they smell weird.
Okay.
That's why I didn't like it.
Were they making you dance with another guy?
No. No, but sometimes they smell weird. I'm just not comfortable sometimes, okay? All I'd rather not be touched by strangers.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to dance with you. I'd want to lead anyway.
That's because I have size 13 feet. I will step on yours at some point, guaranteed. Hot 104.7.com